is Daim Shabazz at the Shastro in Turin, Italy. This is the rest day, and everybody is making their way to Venice and downtown Turin. And but actually, I'm still here on site trying to get some work done. I actually have three members of the South African delegation. We have Jackie Nubini, we have Kenny Solomon, and Watu Kolbeza. And I'd just like to ask them their impressions of the tournament thus far, starting with Watu.
Well, I think it's a very, very well-organized tournament, very nice venue, and I've enjoyed it so far, but I've only been here for 2 days, so I can't really say much, but from what I've seen, it's very well-organized, and I'm, you know.
Kenny, what about you?
Well, I'm enjoying myself here. We've been out. I mean, I enjoy that we are all together and not scattered about different hotels in this village. I enjoy the atmosphere, coming to see great players play, and also get some practice myself. I haven't been playing much.
Some practice? You're supposed to practice before you get here.
Yeah, I mean competition in terms of playing, right. Getting practice in terms of playing matches,
right.
Against grandmasters, international masters, and yeah.
How about you, Jackie? You're wearing several different hats here at Turin. How's it been going for you so far?
Well, lovely. I mean, this is beautiful. Capital City of fun, I call it now. But yeah, I mean, wearing different hats. I'm with the team. Watu came back late, and, you know, the team is recovering. On the political front, tensions have completely eased out. I think a lot of people, when they meet face-to-face, they kind of override the animosities, and you know, it's a relaxed atmosphere. Today is a free day for campaigning too. So I'm having a good time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how is the South African team doing so far?
We are 8.5 out of 20. Mm-hmm. We lost yesterday to Australia, 3.5. Luckily, Watu saved us half a point, and we had a really tough match yesterday. Actually, we had two good positions which we messed up, and I think it's probably due to match unfitness.
Now, Watu, you've been playing in Europe and a lot of different places. Could you kind of give us an update of what your activities have been as of late?
Well, I've been playing in a number of different tournaments, but in federated, I played in Hastings, starting with Hastings, then Gibraltar, then I played Portsmouth in England, and Blackpool as well. But I've been playing a lot of tournaments which are not federated, weekend tournaments in England. And I feel they're very good practice tournaments, because you get to play two rounds a day, sometimes even three. And actually, in each tournament you will play against two or three grandmasters.
You said three rounds in a day, for one day?
Yeah, I mean, they do that, you know, they squeeze in, they have these weekend tournaments where maybe on a Friday they'll have one round, on a Saturday they'll have three rounds. I mean, that is a really, really exhausting schedule, and sometimes you might have to play two grandmasters in one day. You know, you play one morning game, and normally the time limit would be something like, let's say, 90 minutes each, so it's not easy at all.
I thought only America did, because in American chess they have two rounds a day, and there's a lot of complaints. But you don't find that to be unreasonable?
I think that it's completely unreasonable. But I mean, I play in those tournaments because they're not federated. So it's good, because I mean, okay, there's a British Federation rating, they are rated there. But okay, I don't mind too much about that. But if it's federated, I think, I mean, normally it should be one round a day, really. But in terms of match fitness and just getting my openings ready, I was finding those tournaments very, very exciting, because I mean, you sometimes have to play without preparation, because you just see, it's like tournaments in the States, really. You know, you just see the draw, and you have only 10 minutes before you can play the round. So I mean, it's actually quite good, because you start to see your problems immediately. And so I think I'm actually match fit. And
Now, the both of you played in 2001. You played in the U.S. You played in the Wilbur Page Memorial Tournament, which is a very historic tournament. We in actually enjoyed your presence there, and it was a lot of fun. Do you all have plans to play in the States sometime in the future?
Oh, I really enjoyed my stay in 2001 in Brooklyn, and I remember playing in Harlem, and you know, I enjoyed the atmosphere a lot. So hopefully one day I'll come back. Yeah. I hope to play there again, definitely.
How about you, Wati?
Well, actually, for me, really, the one of the few tournaments I really, really enjoyed playing in the States was the Wilbert Page Memorial, because just the atmosphere and everything, I mean, it was really amazing. But for me, I don't have immediate plans to go to play in the States, because it's just simply too expensive. I mean, it makes more sense to play in Europe, because at least there you get conditions. I mean, you know, they would offer accommodation, but in the States you have to pay for your way. And I think, unfortunately at the moment, we are just not strong enough, you know, as Africans to play in the States. But it would make sense to play in the States if you can make some of that prize money. But there's no way I'm going to make prize money in the States, so it doesn't make any sense for me to play there. But I hope that, I mean, a tournament like the Wilbert Page could be organized again. You know, if not in the States, why not in Africa? Mm-hmm. And I think that, I mean, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to have some kind of a forum, as the players, as the organizers, as anyone who's interested, to sort of start talking about this and saying, how can we make it possible? You know.
Actually, I was talking to Jackie yesterday about some ideas. A couple of years ago, before Maurice had the HB Global Tournament, I was organizing actually a tournament similar to the Wilbert Page with 32 players, but a lot of players could not make it, schedule conflicts. Maurice Ashley was one. So I'm looking to kind of rechannel my energies for 2007, so you should be hearing something very soon whether or not it's going to happen. But on that note, Jackie, what are some of your ideas that you think would move chess forward in Africa and in the African diaspora?
I think the main, you know, glaring needs for the African diaspora is to be united right across the world, actually, for then the next generation to make it, because, you know, it would seem to me that the world chess has locked itself, and there's very few that are in there, and most of those who are outside constitute basically the African diaspora. However, I mean, I've got a tournament that I'm planning next year in South Africa, bringing the Commonwealth 2007, which we're going to do a presentation here for it, and if it gets nodded, approved, it'll probably be the biggest tournament in terms of Commonwealth. And within that, there's a huge opportunity for the African diaspora, because, as you know, Commonwealth is only made up of countries that were colonized by the British rule. So we hopefully are going to see the first common suffrage of any kind in chess being done, because India is giving support. I spoke to Mickey, I spoke to the Indians, I spoke to some British and other colonies. So we're looking forward to 2007 now.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have. I know you all are about to get out on the town a little bit, and I will later as well. I'd like to wish you all the best in the last 8 rounds of the tournament. Are there any closing comments that any of you all want to make to the Chess Drum audience?
Well, I might have to skip the drum beat going. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, we'll end on that note. This is Daim Shabazz signing off from Turin.